2009 Publications Committee Awards go to by Bernice Kandarian, Publications Committee Chair. At each spring convention, the Publications Committee presents two writing awards for articles which appeared during the previous year. While the rules allow for items that appeared in other publications to be considered, the focus has always been on the blind Californian. Articles must be written by a blind or visually impaired person, and are considered in the categories of issue-oriented and lifestyle. Page 15. We had some high-quality articles in 2008, and the competition was keen. Honorable mention went to History and Progress by Catherine Skivers and Some Notes on Delegates by Jerry Consler, in the issue-oriented category. The winner was Deborah Nerling Armstrong, for 21st Century Cooking, which appeared in the fall 2008 Blind Californian. In the lifestyle category, honorable mention went to Keeping Busy, in the High Desert by Doris Barnhouse and San Gabriel Valley Chapter Sales in Marina Del Rey by Donna Pomerantz. The award in this category went to Cecile Betts, for her article My Life Saving Pain, which appeared in the Blind Californian for Winter 2008. I want to share with you the thank you note from Cecile. I think you will agree that it is special. Date, Sun, the 12th of April, 2009. From Cecile Betts to Mike Keithley. Subject, Blind Californian Award. Dear Mike, it was such a wonderful surprise to receive the award and such a beautiful plaque from the California Council of the Blind. I must confess I did not always have time to read through the Blind Californian in recent months, and as much as the lung cancer, the subject of my life-saving pain metastasized to the remaining portion of the right lung. This malignant lymph node appeared 6 months ago. This time surgery was not an option, nor was chemotherapy or radiation. The doctors I consulted were emphatic in advising me that such treatment would immediately severely damage the quality of my life. Therefore, I decided to do nothing but to let nature take its course. My daughter and son fully support my decision. There are some benefits to knowing your life expectancy is limited. For many years I ate only fat-free, low-cholesterol, sugar-free, high-fiber foods, and forced myself to go to the gym to exercise 3 times a week. Now, I eat anything I want to eat and, page 16, exercise less frequently because in the long run it won't make a bit of difference. Although my daughter canceled a cruise we planned to take with the Pulmonary Rehab Education Program, PREP, Club in April, we had a wonderful 2-week cruise to Hawaii. I have a short story about all this if you are interested in seeing it. I also just completed my second book, Random Thoughts, while contemplating my navel in a hot tub and am proofing it, and hope to be able to send it to the publisher at the end of this month. Please thank the board of directors of CCB for me. With every good wish, Cecile Betts. By the way, Cecile told me in a phone conversation that she is 91 years of age.